Independent Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders won his last re-election with 71% of the vote against five opponents. Yet that is not intimidating Democrat Jan Svetofsky, who has announced that he is challenging the state's junior senator and former presidential candidate in 2018. He says he's running because he believes Sanders is extremely damaging to Democrats.
He's been viciously criticizing them for, you know, decades, but the way he split the vote, the way he did not discourage his bots from their lies and innuendo towards Hillary Clinton, towards the way that he was very aware of the fact that the Russians were trying to use him to split the election. I think that Sanders is absolutely responsible for Trump being president, and he continues to attack Democrats, calling them the same as Republicans, which I think is absolutely absurd. And he is nothing but damaging to the Democratic Party. I think he gave us Donald Trump as presidency. I think the man has almost no accomplishments. He's surrounded by scandal. And so there are many, many reasons that I want to challenge Sanders, as well as the fact that I know him personally. 35 years ago, when I was involved in beginning the process of providing compassionately for the homeless of our area, I directed the mayor's emergency shelter. And Sanders, I thought he was going to be well pleased with me. I was 24 years old, and when I met with him, he was sullen, he was arrogant, and then he worked against my efforts to begin the original homeless shelter in Burlington, which I ended up doing over the objections of his progressive aldermen. So I learned back then what I feel an extremely insincere and vicious politician, arrogant man.
Jan Svetofsky, obvious question, what are your qualifications to be in the U.S. Senate?
Well, my qualifications are I have been a social worker for 40 years. I've worked with people. I know the needs. I know where people are at. I have provided compassionate shelter. I'm working on opening my sixth homeless shelter now. And so when we talk about qualifications, I guess I have common sense. I have integrity. I have a strong record of accomplishment of helping people through my life. And I think that's enough. I had never aspired to be a politician until Sanders' outrageous acts through the presidential election. You know, there's been a craving for someone from the outside with a fresh perspective, with integrity and common sense, who works to really accomplish things. I think Sanders is 99.9% rhetoric and very low on accomplishment. So I'm a person who can work with the other side, but I would like to be a senator who's known for their honesty and their integrity and their practical abilities to work towards change. I want to address each issue and have each plank on my platform representing things that I'm truly working towards. Probably only interested in one term, but I would want to do it to the absolute best of my ability.
Jan, running a campaign even for a statewide office is expensive, and you're going for the U.S. Senate seat. How can you afford this?
I can't. I have been social networking for a number of years. There are millions of Democrats who are very, very upset with what Sanders did in the last election. And I have people involved from the Hillary campaign. I have consultants and lawyers and researchers from across the country, and many, 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 many people first encouraging me to run in the first place, and then secondly expressing their desire to support me. I think that I resonate with many people for the same, actually, ironically, in Vermont, where Sanders is very popular, I think for many of the same reasons he's resonated, in the sense that people have been looking for someone who stands up for the little person and is willing to speak truth to power. There's a lot of focus, I know, on this campaign because of Sanders' popularity throughout the country. It certainly isn't a protest run. I believe I will do very well. I believe I will win.
But University of Vermont political scientist Garrison Nelson believes Svetofsky has no chance of winning.
He's running against a man who won four elections as mayor, eight elections, statewide elections to the House of Representatives, two elections for the U.S. Senate. This is a juggernaut. Bernie has close to $4 million in his kitty. He has name recognition throughout the country. He ran against a woman who was the wife of a former president, a U.S. senator, and secretary of state, and he captured 22 states. Bernie is a major national figure, and all you can understand about this guy is that he and Bernie had a squabble about 30 years ago, and he's still angry about it, which justifies his running for office. However, there's not going to be a rationale for anybody to vote for him.
Switowski plans to lay out a different plank of his platform every 2 weeks, including the opioid crisis, agriculture, and the environment. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.